St. Peter's Square and the long boulevard Via della Conciliazione, which leads towards the Vatican, was abuzz on Monday, more than usual, with an estimated 5,000 young people from the Archdiocese of Madrid and hundreds more all the way from Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. The red and yellow t-shirts of the Spaniards happily clashing with Brazilian green as the young people hung around chatting, exchanging numbers, or posing for group photos with their smartphones. Unusually, only 2 years separate the 26th and 28th editions of this global Catholic event for young people, the brainchild of Blessed Pope John Paul II, perhaps one of his greatest legacies to the Universal Church. So it was particularly fitting to see so many enthusiastic young people committed to their faith here at the See of St. Peter on the 7th anniversary of the Polish Pope's death. Meeting them in the Paul VI Hall, Pope Benedict spoke first of his own personal memories from Madrid, August last, describing the experience as unforgettable. He said that the huge success of the World Youth Days can also be understood in the light of the presence of the Holy Spirit in the Church, which continues to bring us into the public square of history to witness to the wonders of God. The Pope told young people that, like the early apostles, they too must be missionaries of Christ. He told them to speak of their love for God with kindness, simplicity, and without fear.
Vogliamo aprire il nostro cuore per ricevere a tutti.
With the Rio celebration, World Youth Day is returning to Latin America 26 years after the first international one held in Buenos Aires. Organizers from the Archdiocese of Rio told journalists Monday that it will be part of the Continental Mission, launched by Pope Benedict in Aparecida, Brazil in 2007. It will also be linked to this year's Synod of Bishops on the theme of new evangelization, and it will be taking place during the Year of Faith. Information on next year's World Youth Day is available in 5 languages on the website, www.rio2013.com. The World Youth Day page on Facebook and Twitter already has 600,000 followers, and bookings for pilgrim groups will be open as of July this year. I'm Emer McCarthy.